Top rubber?
No, I mean on the side of a barrel. If you got a big barrel, yeah, and you got a thing coming out of it that you can turn on and off where the liquid comes out of. Mm. Now, what would you call that thing that the liquid does come out of?
Where it come out of?
Uh-huh.
Now, so some of them have wooden floors, some of them have cast floors.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Cast floors, huh?
Okay. Now, what do you call the thing out in the yard that the water comes out of before you turn the water on and off?
That would be a high one.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
What you said there?
When you buy a few cans of food at the grocery store,
sure.
What are they put into for you to carry them home?
Put them in a sack.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Harp.
Okay. And what would you call the same kind of thing, except it's made out of metal? You put it out to your teeth, yeah, like that?
Guitar.
No.
Fiddle?
No, this one you hold up to your mouth, too. You did it like that.
Pig diary.
Yeah.
It may king you the end, one end is round and the other.
That's right.
I call them a juice harp.
A juice harp? Okay. Can you play one of those?
No.
Have you heard people play?
Yeah, but I read one, but I never did learn how to play.
Did you really? I would love to hear somebody play one, because I've been asking these questions. I don't know what they sound like. what do you call a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth, and 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in it?
Bag.
Great big thing, or sack.
A sack.
Yeah, and it's made out of cloth that's woven very loosely together. And you get 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes or 100 pounds of grain or something in it.
A bag.
Okay. Would you just call it a bag? Or would you have some particular name according to what it was made out of?
I don't know.
Like a tote bag or a croaker bag or a burlap bag or something like that?
I would call it a tote bag.
A tote bag?
Tote bag.
Oh. Excuse me, would you say it again?
I would call it a tote bag, man.
Okay. What do you call something that children play on that's a long board and it's balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other and they go up and down like that?
Yeah, I'd call them a... We used to call them a seesaw.
Okay. And what about one that goes round and round like this?
Seesaw, yeah, that's... We go around that way, we used to have one called Flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny, okay. Now, how was the Flying Jenny made?
How was it made?
Yeah.
We would make them on a star and hold through the plank.
Yeah.
And go hold through the plank and flip it over that knob on the top and go around and around on that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did you push people on it? I mean, people sit on it, you push them around, or how did you do that?
No, we had a stick cross in front of you, and we would pull around and around this way.
That sounds like fun.
That would be there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And somebody would push it off, you know. Just push it around, and then when it started, you would go around and sit.
Uh-huh. What do you call a flat piece of stone about that big that people sharpen knives on?
Red rock.
Okay. Will you help me draw some different kinds of wooden fences that people use around here? What are some different kinds of wooden fences that people use?
Wooden fences.
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 Uh-huh. That they use or used to use.